This is episode 2083 of Your Daily Guided Meditation. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to our sleep series this week. And I also want to mention that I honor you for being here, for showing up for yourself day in and day out. And I'd also like to take this episode to thank you for listening. I don't often check my downloads for the Daily Meditation podcast, but we have over 33 million downloads. And so I thank you for listening. It's really an honor and a highlight of my day to share meditation with you. We continue along in day 5 of our sleep series, where in each episode you are discovering a strategy to help you as you apply a sleep formula to how you approach your emotions throughout the day. And this is a key to helping you sleep well at night. You've been exploring how when you address your emotions, you begin to notice certain patterns, and you also begin to become more familiar with how you respond to particular kinds of stress. Many of us are experiencing a new kind of stress globally with a pandemic, and that is a way for us to notice that what we do each day and each moment matters. Because when we have important issues facing us, our focus is so valuable. It's critical. So we don't really have a lot of bandwidth to focus on every kind of stress coming our way because there's so much going on. So it's important to be able to, as you explored in yesterday's episode, manage your emotions just as you would manage a business, where you notice what is most important in your life, what you're trying to accomplish and achieve, and address those emotions first. And then the other emotions that might be there, such as maybe you're irritated by a conversation you had with someone, but it really doesn't matter who was right or who was wrong, because you're really focusing on making sure that your family is safe right now, and you don't want anything to steal away your valuable focus. And this is going to help you sleep better at night. The calmest people and some of the most successful people are those who have targeted focus. So focus on how you manage your emotions, focusing on what matters most. So we've come to the U, we're spelling formula as we go through the series. The first episode was freedom. What do you need to feel free from? Some burden, or if you feel stuck, what do you need to release right now in your life? The second day was you opened up to what is trying to happen in your life right now. And the third episode was remembering who you are at your core, what you stand for, not getting swept away in a current of other people's agendas or emotions. And the fourth episode was managing your emotions. Today, it's understanding why you're feeling what you're feeling. And this is so valuable because I'm going to share with you a technique to help you unravel your top stressors so that you can get to the root cause of what is really at stake. So this is called a technique. You could call it an onion, the onion technique. It's unlayering layers of stress, all regarding a certain emotion. So you might think about an emotion that you are thinking about a lot these days. And as you sit down and get ready to meditate, I'll help you unravel it. So, as you make yourself nice and comfortable, you could focus using a technique called a chakra. A chakra is a way for you to name and identify and notice where you harbor certain emotions in your body. I encourage you to do this every time you meditate to help release distracting thoughts. This is something you can do each time you get ready to go to sleep, this same technique. The fifth chakra has to do with your inner truth. The color is blue, the color of confidence, security, and truth. What is your inner truth? And how do people perceive you? Now, as you bring to mind an emotion you're working with these days, it could be fear or anxiety or sadness or loneliness. Bring to mind this emotion and ask yourself a layer of why questions, unraveling until you get to that inner truth of your fifth chakra. So if you're concerned about loneliness, you might ask yourself why. And you might say because you're worried you're going to be disconnected from your loved ones. And then you might notice, well, I won't really lose that connection because I still have options. I could connect with them in different ways. Not optimal ways, but we could still connect. You might ask yourself, why? Why is this connection with your loved ones important? You might say, because I don't want to be alone in the world. I want my children to have connections with their extended family and good friends. And you might think about how no matter what happens in your life, you'll always meet new people. You'll always have people close to you when you reach out. And you might feel a sense of peace, and you could stop your reflection. Or you could continue to unravel. You could maybe realize why you feel such a reliance on other people. And could this time be a time for you to go deeper into some aspect of yourself? Maybe journaling or keeping a diary of your experiences or writing a book or creating some music or doing art. Something that represents this more internalized state of being as we go through a global pandemic and must distance to keep each other safe. Whatever you believe regarding the pandemic, and ask yourself why. Why would something like this be worrisome to you? Maybe you don't really want to take the time to reflect internally. Maybe you'd rather become distracted like you were pre-pandemic. by busyness and connecting with others without really evaluating your own emotions. You might ask yourself another why question, or you might stop there. This is an example of how to unravel your difficult emotions. You can do this before you go to bed at night to reveal your inner truth at your fifth chakra. Continue to sit in stillness, reflecting, and at some point let go of your thoughts and allow yourself simply to sit in stillness for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. You are so worth slowing down for.